With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Our buddy Ben Standig, read his work in The Athletic, joins us to kick things off. Ben, are you buying the Commanders hype? Do you think the name is Commanders? Would you lean toward that? Do you think they accidentally botched their reveal, or do you think they're trying to throw people off?
I probably would reveal to everybody getting a life instead of trying to figure this out, but to play along, I don't know. I mean, I'm really not trying to read too much into any of this because who the heck knows? My basic take before they had told us that the announcement was going to come on February 2nd was that Commanders and Red Hawks seemed to make the most sense of the names that we think were potentially out there. And by sense on Commanders, it's more like it feels like it's just sort of safe. It doesn't feel like particularly dynamic, but it feels like it sort of, you know, kind of fits with sort of the idea of like something connecting to the power of you know, the most powerful city and things like that. So that made sense. I mean, the Red Hawks, as the, of course, you know, you were a participant in the Athletic name simulation panel that we did last year, which was a lot of fun to do. And it was you had the idea of Red Hawks specifically that made it into the story. So the fact that became one of the names to me is what I'm kind of rooting for, if that's the right way to phrase it, just because it was in our article. But I also think that one connects with the legacy of this franchise in a way that means it seems to me a little more impactful than some of these other more generic names.
So they could pick the worst name in the history of mankind. I could sell my soul. I trade all of that kind of stuff, that and more, for a good quarterback that's here for 10 plus years and we don't have to do this dance anymore. But it's slim pickings, man. It always seems to be. I can't escape this conversation, Ben. What do you think is likely at this point? And it feels very dependent being at 11 and waiting for other teams to maybe pass on or say no to that sort of second or third tier of starter.
Yeah, you know, I could be wrong, but it feels like this is going to be an offseason where we are talking more about the quarterback than in several years. Because obviously, even though there was a lot of talk about whether it was RG3 or Kirk Cousins' contract, you know, they were here and they were the quarterback, essentially. And then even after Cousins, we had Alex Smith, then he gets hurt, and they immediately draft Haskins. You know, obviously that didn't work out, but it feels like this offseason there's going to be so many – the talk is going to be even crazier. But, yeah, like you said, okay, well, what's the solution? It's easy to point to the draft. They hold the 11th pick. There's a bunch of teams ahead of them that may need a quarterback. And then, of course, that's not an immediate fix in theory. And then in terms of the veteran market, the free agents, it's not a very exciting pool. Taylor Heinicke probably played himself to the level of – some of the names who are going to be available, and of the Rodgers, Wilsons, Watsons, who knows if any of them will actually be made available or would even consider, you know, coming here. So I don't know how Washington gets this done. And by the way, they're not the only team needing quarterback. Denver's going to be desperate. Carolina's certainly desperate. Pittsburgh's got to get a new plan. There could be a dozen teams in some capacity deciding they're changing quarterback. So between the marketplace on all fronts, it is going to be a real challenge for them to get something done here.
Ben, I don't think Rodgers or Wilson or Watson would want to come here. Rivera did say, why not, when the Junkies brought that up with him this past week. Make the case for why or why not. I don't know which one you think. Washington would or wouldn't be an ideal suitor for one of those folks.
Well, I mean, look, for guys like, in particular, Rodgers and Watson towards – the back half of their career. Rodgers, who knows in the world where Tom Brady's going, where he's still going, I'm not going to put a cap on any of these guys, but presumably they're on the back nine, and they've made crazy money. They'll make crazy money anywhere. The issue is legacy, right? On some level, I think that's the most important thing. Where are you going to be able to take your aspirations of winning another Super Bowl to? Is that here? I don't think so. Beyond the fact that we're dealing with the Dan Snyder ownership aspect, what did this team just show? Maybe after last year, you could have maybe talked yourself into something because the defense was ascending, but I don't think we're feeling that way now. Wilson's a total wild card, I guess, because he's operating on a whole other level than most people in terms of what he's looking for. And he is from Richmond, although I've never had any sense that he cared about coming back here. But I think to me, that's the issue. And as far as Deshaun Watson, he has a no trade clause. Assuming his legal matters get cleared up, he has previously specified Miami as where he wanted to go. I don't know if that's still the case after Brian Flores is out, but I don't know why those guys would think to themselves, Washington is where I want to go. It just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me, right now.
Benjamin, thank you, buddy. Enjoy the weekend.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.